One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
We're going to say something wrong here, for sure.
We're the Would You Rather boys.
We're the Would You Rathers, and we're going to Would You Rather. Would you rather switch wives or switch kids?
How many times are you guys going to ask us this? Dude, is that a thing people do?
Would you rather only be able to surf with your wife or your brother?
Dude, just get this.
All the time, people comment like, this guy's a man child.
I mean, one time I got milk out of my nipple. Yeah, I squeezed it way hard.
Oh, I think that's some of the best advice we've given on this podcast.
You can't get higher than listening to Creed.
Should I put on some Creed right now?
Hi. Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston, your Fairly Odd Sisters. Woo!
Back. Podcast. I don't know what you're trying to look at.
Oh, you just look at all of them.
So yeah. We're back here.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Fairly Odd Brothers.
Love that. Oof, that's got a good ring.
These are always fun. We haven't done one in a while. It's been a couple of months. And it's usually like the day before the girls are like, hey, you guys are going to film a podcast tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I actually don't hear anything about it. I just see it pop up on the calendar and I go, oh, it's go time.
It's go time.
Brothers are filming today. Lauren's like, did you see the text? I'm like, oh, I should probably look at those.
Yeah. So we're we're here. Don't mind my head cold.
Hey, you sound great. No, you don't. You don't sound,
sound stuffy.
No,
serious?
Not at all. Not at all.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's my hoodie, by the way. That's
so,
my hoodie.
Yeah. So we do this pink and green thing, and I was like, oh, sick.
Don't blame it on that, dude. You've had that hoodie for like a year. You can't say
the funny thing though is that like I've worn this every time I wear this my thoughts before I put it on are like, is that mine or is that Tanner's? Because we both got sent this stuff from a brand a couple years ago, and I remember I got a gray one, and in my mind sometimes I got a green one.
Yeah,
so I'm like, no, I think that one's mine, and then every time I put it on, yeah, I'm like, no, I think this is Tanner's.
Whatever you want to believe, man. Your truth is your truth.
Today it's yours. Mine. Yeah.
And you know what?
You'll eventually get it back.
If you believe that, I believe that.
Okay, sick.
It's yours. Looks better on you.
Thanks, man. Yeah. No, I feel really good.
Did you shave the check? It cuts down a little deep, so I'm wondering if you shaved up.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, hot take. I'll sometimes shave my chest hair.
Oh, I always do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a lot to shave, but since I don't have a lot, it just is like a little patchy, you know, like here.
Yeah, no,
and
I get that.
I got to get rid of that.
I wouldn't shave it if I had a lot of chest hair.
Yeah,
but just the little bits here and there, I'm like, dude, that's dumb.
It's sillier.
So
shave it off. Update, we just got back from New York. Speaking of being healthy, today is my first day being able to walk normal again.
Is it really?
Yes, for the last 5 days, my femurs have been, I think, I don't know when this happened, maybe sometime in my sleep, but like there was like a sledgehammer, mm-hmm, like a bunch of little guys with sledgehammers like nailing on my femur bones. And then I woke up and they're bruised. And so the pain from that has gone away, and I'm planning the next marathon now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta say, that was the coolest thing I've ever watched.
Dude, it was New York City Marathon. If you haven't gone to watch it, let alone, I mean, running it for sure, if you're into that. But even if you hate running, you gotta go watch.
Dude, it's the funniest thing, because like, if you were to tell me 10 years ago, dude, you gotta go see this marathon.
I'd be like, that just says what stage we are in life,
maybe. Yeah, I'd be like, dude, that sounds so lame. You wanna go watch people run kind of fast, not that fast. No,
really slow.
Like a bunch of people just pass by. Like, no, let's go like to a football parade. Game.
Yeah.
No, I am not kidding. I think it would have been fun back then too. I never saw one or ran one.
Right.
I think you have to be 18 to
I think you do. To run the youngest marathon. Person was 18.
Yeah, so would have been graduated by then anyway. But it is the most electric thing I've ever watched.
It was wild. The whole thing was like a Justin Bieber concert on every corner type energy.
No,
it was
I'm getting chills even just thinking about it right now. And I didn't even run it.
Yeah,
I know. I can't even imagine what it was like running it.
It was insane.
I've watched other marathons, and a marathon in general is just lit. It's so sick.
They're emotional.
Yeah, they're emotional. And when you see your person, you're like, this is so cool. You're doing it. But this one in particular, it's like, there's so many people, and no matter where you are on the course of the track, there's five people deep at least.
Oh yeah.
At least
stacked.
People are just screaming the whole time. And every runner that comes by, I'm high fiving.
Oh yeah.
I was high fiving everyone. I'm like, dude, I'm so proud of you.
I think I gave out 2,000 high fives at least.
Honestly, that's energy too.
It was, but a lot of it probably slowed me down. Like I would like run out to the side of the track.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, well, your Strava said you ran a whole extra mile.
Half mile. Yeah.
Because you're weaving around the track going to high five people.
Give high fives over here and then go give high fives over here.
It is crazy. Yeah. That was like, yeah, one of the top things I've ever watched. I would say the two coolest things I've ever watched in person are a playoff Dodgers game.
Yeah.
And then New York City
Marathon. Both this year.
Both
within
year.
A month of each other.
Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Yeah. But that was sick. Yeah, I was like, honestly, I've got the knee stuff going on, but if there is a way at all, I am going to run that marathon one day. Yeah. I have to.
Dude, even if you're like one of like the
last
like
finishers.
Like we could put like a yellow jersey on you and then I could like run with you, make people run around and you could just like hobble.
If anything, I'm going to get put. You're going to push me in that marathon.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I would push you in a wheelchair in that marathon all 26
if I,
miles.
Okay, so here's the deal. I haven't talked about this at all yet, but the 20th of this month, so November 20th, I'm going in for another surgery.
Oh, man.
Another one. But this one is super mellow. What I think is happening is in my knee, it's getting locked up and it's super sharp pain. This last surgery, they sutured some stuff in to another tendon to try to hold my meniscus down so it'll heal. But I think it's getting like... That ligament is getting pulled and it's super painful. Gnarly. So I'm going in on the 20th and he's like, I'm going to go in super mellow and just unsuture those. And I'm going to check if your meniscus is healed because you can't see it on an MRI. So that's going to be very telling.
Dude,
on
is
the
that kind of like, are you tripping?
I'm tripping.
Yeah. Like to find out.
Yeah. Cause one, that'll be very telling. If it's off again, it's like at this point it just can't heal. Cause this will be my third time. So that to me says, okay, you probably just have to get the meniscus out.
Yeah.
Which I know they have like replaceable meniscuses, whatever it's called, artificial meniscuses.
I don't know anything about meniscuses.
They can put in meniscuses, but you have to have a super healthy knee. And this one this one's not, my left one's not. My right one actually is very healthy, so they could put an artificial meniscus in. I don't know what it means for running. All I want to hear from my doctor is you can
There's run again.
There's a chance. And then also this winter's here and I want to snowboard. So bad.
Dude, so you're going to get it on the 20th.
Yeah.
And then what's the recovery like? Like,
because
the season starts like
the season
end of this month.
I think the recovery is a week.
Oh.
Max. Yeah. Cause they're not really doing it. He's just going in with a needle. He's going to unclip the sutures that are holding the meniscus down, see if it's healed, and then not do anything, and then he's going to wake me up and tell me if it's healed or not.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
But honestly, if it's not healed, my knee is very healthy. I have a really healthy ACL, MCL, LCL, all of that stuff. It's just the meniscus. So snowboarding might be okay if I'm not doing like super high impact stuff. If I'm just kind of cruising, it'll probably be fine. I might look into some stem cell stuff. I don't know.
You should do that.
If any of you guys watching have done stem cell stuff, let me know. Because, yeah, people are like, oh, you got to go do stem cells. Why are you even getting surgery at all?
Yeah.
So.
No, people are big on stem cells right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll find out on the 20th if I'm going to be running again or what that looks like.
Dude, the day you find out, we're signing up for something.
I know. No, if he gives me a small chance that I can run NYC next year, you have a 1% chance. I am signing up for that. Because it was so freaking cool.
You have to do all the like the fundraising. You raise like $10,000 just to like not be able to do it.
Yeah, that would be rough. Yeah. So you're feeling better though. Legs are good.
Yep. Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to start running again next week. Yeah.
Dude, it's probably impossible after running that marathon to like not run
ever
again.
Ever want to stop?
Because you were kind of like, I'm going to hit NYC and then just be done. That but I'm like, there's no plan. Possible way.
I was kind of done. I mean, not done, but I was like, after St. George, I was like, man, that one felt great. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get back into some of these other hobbies and stuff. And then Jack hit me up to start training for this one. And I was like, yeah, we got in, we got accepted, we started training for it. And then it just like became life again. Yeah. And then after doing it, you would kind of think, oh, like maybe you did it. That's like the pinnacle of marathons. It's like the biggest one. Mm-hmm. But all it did was just like light a fire to be able to like go faster and then like
do it again,
do it again and do other marathons. And like, now I'm like, oh, I should do like all six major marathons.
At this point,
like hit Berlin and London.
Your knees are healthy, man.
And just, I got to ride them down, dude. I'm trying to catch you.
You got to grind those knees down, dude. Knees aren't meant to be just
healthy. The thing. If you end your life with healthy knees, did you live?
Did you go hard enough?
No. And you've been going hard since day one.
That's what I'm saying, dude. How many surgeries I'm going to run this body down. We get these bodies to do the most,
like,
you know?
Like you got to hit the finish line of life with your body. Just like you put it all out
broken.
There. And that's wisdom. That's smart.
No, I think that's some of the best advice we've given on this podcast.
Take that and run with it. That's good.
Nice. Other life updates. We are now neighbors.
We're neighbors. Yeah. It only took you like a minute and a half to get over here.
Dude, it's the sickest thing in the world. We live closer here, actually. I can get here quicker than when we were in Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah. No, straight up, I can. It's like, I timed myself driving here, and it was 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's pretty
sick. Yeah.
It's probably faster on, like, the Suron,
too. Yeah, and then I'll ride the bike. I mean, I could get here so fast on the bike. Yeah. Oh, it man. Is epic. So I know the girls already talked about it, but we moved, what, like 20 minutes from where we were before, and now we're right next to these guys. So, honestly, last winter sucked so bad. Yeah. But I think even just moving here, it's like we're going to be hanging out all winter. We're going to snowboard.
Yes, we are.
We're going to make it a priority.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just cruising, we're going to take the kids snowboarding, skiing. I forget. Yeah, you ski.
Skier. Yeah. I'll try snowboarding, though, if that's what you really want. That's what I really want. We're going to snowboard. Okay, dude. All right.
So, yeah, I think this will make it a lot better being close, but it's pretty epic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm stoked. That'll be fun. We're going to Hawaii. You're not. Yeah.
I forgot about
that. In a week and a half. Yeah.
Is it really a week and a half?
Yeah, I think so. Well, 10 days.
Dude, we just got back from Hawaii.
10 days. Yeah.
We're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, we'll be there for a couple weeks.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Sarah and I, when we were in Hawaii last time, actually, it was right before we left to Hawaii. She was like, everything was chaotic. We were getting our house. We didn't really know if, at that point, we didn't know if we were going to get it for sure or not.
Right.
It was just, life was chaotic. And we were like, we're going to Hawaii for all of August, which we did. We went for all of August. And we talked about it before and decided, you know, let's probably just stay back for Thanksgiving this year. Right when we got to Hawaii in August, both of us were just like, what are we doing? We've got to come back. It's not till you're there that you realize how much you love it every time.
Yeah.
And we had already told Sarah's family that we were committed to going to St. George, Utah with them for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we're missing this one. Luckily, it's, you're only going for what?
A couple weeks till like the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think Lauren gets back and they go right into like that event, that like 3-day thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Some event.
Yeah, some event.
Nice.
They're always at some event.
They're always at some event. I know.
But I'm here, man. Oh, you're here. I'm jumping on the tramp. And I'm playing charades. And
dude,
like,
when are we going to go to an event? There's any event people watching this.
Yeah,
can you send Tanner and I to F1? Can we'll we go to F1?
We'll do it if you really want us to.
Send us. It's this month. We'll go. We'll post about it.
Where is it this month?
Vegas.
That's this month?
It's this month. It's only my dream. I'm going to put it out there right now on this podcast. All I want.
Christmas.
From this. And for Christmas.
From this experience.
Is to be sent to F1. F1 is the coolest thing on the planet. Racing. And that's in Vegas.
Dude, how expensive is F1 though? Like, have you looked at ticket prices?
Yeah. It's like
crazy.
$4,000 for just a pretty general ticket.
Dude, the whole sport is just like, money. Everything is just like talked about in like millions of dollars.
I know.
Like, yeah, and that's how like, how do you even get into that?
I don't know. It's insane.
It blows my mind. Like, you grow up, you're like, I want to do like go-karting and stuff. And then all of a sudden you have to have like an investor if you want to keep doing it.
Dude, but right? How funny is that? Like, I'm going to do go-karting.
Go-karting turns into... F1, sickest. Yeah. Like, every year for Christmas growing up,
you asked for a go kart.
Top of my list.
Did you ever get one?
Go kart. Never got one. Imagine I could have, dude, I'd be in Vegas next week warming up the tires on the track because all I wanted to be was a go kart driver. Dude, mom and dad never let me.
Didn't we like build a go kart or something?
Did we build a go kart?
No, I swear we built like a.
We can't do that, dude. You know how long the Porsche has been sitting in our garage?
No, I know. I'm like, as I'm saying that, I'm like, no way we built a go-kart. But
I think we had some cousins or something that did one.
Oh,
gotcha. And we like drove in it.
Okay, I have the perfect gift for this holiday season that you can give to a parent, a grandparent to make them feel special and unique. Something that not everybody gets them. And that's called Storyworth.
I've gotten it for my mom and it's really cool because every day they will send an email prompt to the person that you gift it to and it will ask them a question about their childhood or about anything and they can respond to it. And by the end of the year, you have 365, you know, stories from your parents or your grandparents that you can, that they compile into a hardback book. That's like a beautiful book and mm-hmm. they can insert pictures and make it beautiful. And it's just really cool because you can have this keepsake that will live on for generations.
That's really cool. I know. I really want to get this for my dad and for my grandma.
Yes.
This year. Families love Storyworth. It has more than 35,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. I feel like this is really cool. It's like a journal without it being too complicated for the person.
Yeah. And it's like not overwhelming because mm-hmm. all you have to do is one question a day. Mm-hmm. And so it can be as short or as long as they want it to be. And you can share the book with anyone you want it at the end. So it's a nice gift after as well to give to like your siblings or whoever would want this.
That's so great. Keepsake. So if you're looking for that gift around the holidays, this is perfect. Just check out Storyworth. With Storyworth, you can give those you love a more thoughtful and personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/fairlyodd and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/fairlyodd to save $10 on your first purchase.
So you never got the go-kart.
Never got a go-kart. I still put it on my list.
Yeah, you got a new baseball bat though every year.
I got a new baseball bat. I got a guitar one year that I still have.
Yeah,
I got cool. some I got good presents just yeah, like
it's not F1. That's right.
Nothing that could turn me into an F1 driver.
That's right. I mean, how hard is it to drive a car? Like we drive a car every day.
Dude, I'm like way good.
And honestly, like I could be 50 and be at my best, my peak of driving. So maybe I'll be an F1 driver.
Ask me how much you need your knees.
No, you don't need knees.
Little bit.
No.
Just a tiny bit.
Just, yeah, back and forth.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so easy.
It's mostly like neck muscles. You've seen them do like the neck exercises.
Way easy.
Yeah. F1 is so easy, dude. Just get roasted.
Roast me right now.
Those guys
driving
are.
A car.
You seen that video of Daniel Ricciardo where he's like, it's because I'm a high performance athlete. I sweat. Dude, that guy's a legend.
Daniel Ricciardo is the best. He is. He doesn't take it seriously at all.
I love that.
Amazing. All right. We could just keep talking or we could get to this list of things that we're supposed to would you rather.
On this week's episode, would you rather boys episode. That's what it's titled.
Would you rather boys
episode. Would you rather boys.
Would you rather boys.
Would you rather boys.
Or girls.
We're the would you rather boys.
Would you rathers. We're the would you rathers and we're going to would you rather.
With let's hit it. I feel like we hit them with the personal. Did the New York Marathon. Derek wants to be an F1 driver still.
Dude, didn't we talk about this before?
Yeah, every time.
Holy shiz.
So I'm just going to put this out there for the first time ever. I would like to be an F1 driver. Dude, we know.
Gosh,
damn. Here's the thing. You're never going to be an F1 driver, but we could go watch. We could go watch people drive cars.
Get us to F1.
How funny is sports and cars?
Here we go. How funny is sports? Before we get to this.
We're going
to
go.
Dude, sports is one of the funniest things on the planet.
Oh, man. Okay. I grew up playing sports. I love sports, but I still think it's freaking hilarious how into it we get. People get like we, especially now being older than all of the professional athletes now. Dude, and really like funny. You're like so excited for the game when the little boys in their uniforms go out to the field. We watch them play a game
and you get so pissed at them if they do something wrong. It's just a 19-year-old kid who's just trying his best
to play his game. He's trying to put the ball to one of his other players so that they can run the ball with the ball.
it literally, especially here, okay, no, it's probably just football in general. I don't know. Or maybe there's lots of other sports where people get way into it like this. But, dude, football, it's funny. And I am a victim of this.
Dude, I am too. I freaking love it. It's so fun to watch. It's, you can't deny that it's, like, kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. You have to take a step back while you're there because you're, like, heated or you're cheering and punching people. You're like, yeah! Like, they did the sickest thing ever. And then you have to go, like, dude, okay. I'm just watching some 19 to 23-year-old kids throw a ball around and tackle each other.
Yeah.
But to some people, dude, it will ruin their life.
Oh, it's your whole life.
Or make their life.
Yeah, it's your whole life. And
like people will go and drink their sorrows away if their team loses.
If your boys...
Dude, like tomorrow. Tomorrow is the University of Utah and BYU...
Is that tomorrow?
...rivalry, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Dude.
It's not looking good. We're Utah fans. It's not really looking good, but dude, the way
that... Well, if BYU wins, I'm going to start cheering for them.
Should we?
Yeah. Well, dude, they're winners.
Why would we not?
Yeah, don't cheer for the losers.
Cheering for the Dodgers. We went to one Dodgers game and all of a sudden became diehards.
I got a hat. Dude,
cheer for the team that's winning. You're always going to have fun.
People say you're a bandwagon. You jump on the bandwagon, but it's a fun wagon. It's like fun, the party's dude, coming winning. To town. Jump in, have a party.
Is it fun to lose?
No.
Anyway, sports are funny. With that, would you rather give birth to your kids or breastfeed them?
Oh, we're hitting this. That's the first question.
Yeah.
Would you rather give birth to your children or breastfeed them?
Why is this a would you rather for us?
Because we can't, newsflash.
We can't actually give birth or breastfeed our kids.
If I could.
Time out. Actually, could we breastfeed?
I mean. Oh, one time I got milk out of my nipple. Yeah, I squeezed it way hard. And
I've known some other people that have done that too.
Milk came out. It was very painful. So
I couldn't do it.
Here's the thing. I would gladly do both. My anatomy doesn't allow me to at this point. I think if I have to pick one, based on the experience that I've seen my lovely wife go through, I'd give the birth.
Yeah, dude.
As gnarly as that is, it's like, it's also like the coolest experience ever to like grow the life and give birth to the life. When she was breastfeeding, she was just like, imagine you just get bit on your nipples like all day.
Oh my gosh, dude.
All day sounds worse. Like that nagging little nip on the nipple. Versus the whole thing, but I don't know.
No, I agree. Just like knock it out in one little sesh of birth. It's
easy.
One birth sesh, get it's it like done, and then you're, because it's the stuff after that no one really thinks about.
Yeah.
Postpartum, the breastfeeding.
Yeah, I feel like that's where it gets like really gnarly. And you're just like, you're not in a good headspace. You know, a lot of postpartum depression and stuff like that seeps in, and then you're just...
All of a sudden you just got to keep getting... Oh. Your nipple sucked.
I'm giving birth.
100%. That's not even it.
Easy.
Way easy. Okay. All right.
Let's read this next one. Okay. This one's interesting. Would you rather all live, I'm assuming they're talking about us.
Okay.
Would you rather all live in the same house or live separately as couples, but only see each other on holidays? Whew.
Wait, what? Why is it? That's easy.
Easy.
Wait, would you, same house.
Same bedroom.
Same bedroom. Same bed.
That's an easy one.
So it's saying like that's... Like, would you rather live in the same house always?
Yes.
Or you get to live separately, but you only get to see each other on holidays?
Holidays, which would be like four times a year.
No, I'm just...
We got to stay in the same house. Or we live in separate houses and we celebrate every holiday ever created to man.
Oh, dude, there's one every day.
There is one. Like, today's probably... What's today's holiday?
Let's check it out.
What's today's holiday? There's no holidays.
Are you serious?
We can't hang out today.
We would not be hanging out on November 8th.
Okay.
That
Screw
sucks.
You, November 8th.
No, no, I'm done.
We're but just every day there's not a holiday, there's an opportunity to appeal or to apply
a new
to
holiday.
Get a new national holiday.
Is there a mullet day?
I think it's today. I think it's November 8th.
Hey, Siri. What's
today?
Hey, Siri. What's National Mullet Day?
November 8th.
The heightened interest in National Mullet Day seems to have peaked on July 2nd.
Okay.
So July 2nd potentially could be National Mullet Day.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
I have to keep it till then.
Honestly, dude, I think
the
mullet is so sick, by the way.
Yeah. Lauren just said right before this, like, okay, game's over. Oh, you know, yeah. Time to cut it off. Mustache and mullet's got to go. So I'll be looking like you real quick.
No. Don't be looking like a good boy.
You look good. You look a great boy. Like a
good little schoolboy.
You look great, dude. Shut up, man. And you always got the good cuts, dude.
Nah, dude.
Lauren always just wants me to look like you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
You're always trying to make me feel better.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Would you rather have a 1-minute conversation with your past self or future self? That is...
You know what? I'm talking to my past self.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to my past self, maybe like at the start of high school.
Yeah.
I'm telling him like, bro, stop worrying so much about what people think and just like have fun. And like, this is the path you're on right now. Do you like it or not? Like give myself an opportunity, you know, to like change up some stuff or just like, yeah, that sounds chill. I'll keep going. Oh. Like I could go talk to my future self, but I'm still like right now I'm making my future self.
Right.
It's cool because if I go talk to my past self, then I am the future guy.
Bingo.
It's that'd be cooler. Come back from the future. Talk to the kid.
I'm a little, I don't know. The future is exciting, a little daunting at the same time. And I don't want to meet my future self and be mad. Maybe I'd be super stoked, but I already know what my past self was like. And true. I can go and tell them like, look, these are the trials.
Yeah.
These are some of the sick things that are going to happen. It's going to get hard. She's going to get fan. It's going to be awesome though. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just be like, dude, take things not so seriously.
Right.
But some of these other things, maybe take them a little more seriously.
Yeah. Maybe tell yourself like, don't jump off the pole. You'll hurt your knee.
Dude, stop jumping off poles. Okay. Let's go right before the cliff.
Okay.
My whole life would be changed.
Yeah.
If I didn't fall off of a 30-foot cliff.
No brain fog.
I probably wouldn't have met Sarah.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, what if you go back and you have a conversation with yourself and it makes you make a different decision and then this self is now different. Okay, You've seen the movies.
Do you believe in one tiny little thing being different in the past can change your whole life?
Like guaranteed.
Okay. Yeah. Like if you got
the smallest thing.
Okay. Like even if what you ate in a day.
Yeah.
Could change. Nah. Really?
Okay, dude. I just was like trying to back myself up. No.
I would say maybe like.
Maybe though.
Little, like if you.
Like if you had PBJ instead of a PB honey, could you imagine the ripple effect of a PBJ?
Would you be here right now?
I don't know. Depends on the like expiration date of the jelly and stuff.
No, for sure.
No,
Okay, maybe like if you were to get.
There's like a for sure scale.
Like if you got in a car accident one day.
Yeah.
So maybe that level. Like if you got in a car accident like, that didn't happen, that could maybe change the whole, I don't know, maybe not even that small or that
big. I don't know. But I think everything, no matter how small, would have some sort of ripple effect, but there just might be one little ripple.
One little ripple.
Or maybe, and then some stuff would have like 20 ripples and some stuff would have a billion ripples and it would totally change everything you did. But,
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. So like, I go back and talk.
Like if I didn't quit baseball my sophomore year.
You probably, that was your best chance at going pro.
Maybe be pitching for the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
Maybe be pitching for the Dodgers.
You wouldn't have had any knee stuff because you wouldn't have done all the baseball or the basketball, football, you know?
100%. Anyway. Oh, dude. No, I don't.
Now so, I'm pretty stressed out.
Yeah, I still think I would go and talk to my past self. Yeah.
And just to not let yourself down.
Yeah, just be like, dude, you're all right.
You go know? Talk to your future self and you're just like so bummed out. No. I'm scared of that too, man, if I'm being honest.
Honestly, yeah. Let's just let what happens happen.
All right, let's go to the next one. It's getting too deep.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, the next one says, would you rather move back to Hawaii and never get to surf or stay in Utah and get to go on surf trips? That one's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's
like surfing is like the biggest plus of living in Hawaii other than like being with all our friends and stuff, the people we all met there. But yeah, I'd be here and just go on surf trips.
Yeah. With our friends.
Yeah, with our friends.
Yeah, I agree.
But like, that's like a personal hell is like living in, it's like living in Utah all ski season and never skiing or like. It's like
living by Disneyland and never going to Disneyland.
Yeah, that one's an easy answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Here we go. Take a swig. Would you rather switch wives or switch kids?
How many times are you guys going to ask us this?
Dude, do you really want us to just
every switch time wives? We're on here, like, what? Why? Sorry, dude. Is that a thing people do?
I think the secret lives thing is just like,
okay,
makes everyone think about it.
So but genuine question, are people like wife swapping often? I thought that was just a TV show.
Honestly, I hear like these little communities where people do it a lot. A lot of swapping. Mm. And
what are these little communities that you hear of?
I don't know, dude. It's always the freaking small town communities. Okay. I feel like the last like four people that have talked to me about it, they're like, I have a friend of a friend or someone who lives in this little small town and they're like always swapping or swinging.
Swinging. Whatever. But this isn't swinging. This is just like you straight up switch.
Switch, yeah. Yeah. People really like that. People really like to ask like, who in your friend group would you want to be, could you be with?
Yeah. It's just like, it's funny because like so many of those questions always come in whenever we put out a poll and it's like, that's what they're thinking about all the time. Like,
yeah, I guess
they want to like about it. Turn us into a reality TV, which I don't want. Please don't ever do that.
Please don't.
No.
I think I'd have fun with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swap the kids.
I'd swap the kids.
Do I get to see them?
What do you mean?
So like we swap, they're not my kids or are you just watching them for me?
They're my kids now.
Don't give me those kids, dude. I don't want your kids.
I'm taking your kids. I'm taking them.
Don't, dude. Don't.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, you probably get to see them as much as you see our kids now. So
every day.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm taking the kids.
All right. Good answer.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/fairlyodd and get 10% off your first month. I'd just like to take a moment to thank my therapist, my couples therapist. She did wonders for Tanner and I. If you've ever considered trying therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is entirely online, so it's way convenient and flexible to find somebody that really is right for you or you and your partner.
Yeah, and you can find someone that's fully suited for your schedule, so you don't have to guess, and you can book it online yourself, and it'll match you with a therapist that is perfect for you. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you can switch therapists anytime if you're not happy for no additional charge. So let that gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd.
Some of these are pretty easy answers that are just like not that deep. Like, would you rather have 10 kids or no kid? Okay, that's not that easy.
Oh, would you rather have 10 kids or no kids?
I would choose 10.
Really?
Yeah. I'd love hanging out with kids, dude. I feel like I can go.
10's pretty insane, man.
Dude, like, we'll go to, like, this just keeps happening where we go to, like, a birthday party. It's, like, one of Ozzy's friends or something. And it's, like, she's still at an age where, like, all the adults are there, too.
Yeah.
And so all the adults are talking. All the kids are playing. All the kids and Tanner. All the kids and Uncle Tanner.
You are an easy target. For whatever reason, they all want to beat you up.
This last birthday party, I was on this, like, playground airplane. we were in like World War II, and I had shooter guys, and I had a guy jumping off a parachute. I had a girl that was the pilot. I was in the back, you know, watching for the other airplanes. And I just like, we're like being loud. We're like yelling and jumping off this plane. I look around and all the adults are like,
oh, talking about like, business
this
over here.
Be playing with my kids.
He's going to get elected president of the United States.
Yeah. They're talking politics. They're talking stocks and bonds. And I just airplane. Go play on the airplane.
That's so much better.
You know, kids are great because they're just like, there's hardly any judgment. There's hardly any underlying, like, they just say things how they are. Mm-hmm. They're funnier than adults.
They get over things in 5 seconds.
We forgive each other. Dude, just being a kid is way fun. No,
for sure.
And you get to like just pretend you're on an airplane instead of like, you
or know, just like imagine waking up one morning and being like, dude, today we're gonna pretend to be dinosaurs. Instead of waking up and being like, oh, who's gonna be president of the United States? what's my 401k doing?
Dude, stop.
Everyone says Tesla's going up. Do I need to get some Tesla?
I'm a dinosaur, dude. I'm a dinosaur. Stop dude, talking about that.
Dinosaurs are way better.
I played dinosaurs this morning.
Did I pay my mortgage? Did I?
Did you?
I think I did.
Did you hit trash day this week?
No.
You forgot it?
Dude, honestly, kids don't have to worry about trash days.
No, never. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, dude, this is so sick being an adult, which there is a lot of cool things about it. But honestly, think about going back to being a kid and waking up and being a dinosaur. Yeah.
Or just like being a kid right now.
Yeah.
I still...
Like, why not just pretend to be dinosaurs now?
I'm telling you, I did. This morning, I woke up Ozzysaurus and Stellosaurus. I was Daddysaurus. Dude, it was like 20 minutes before school.
We went outside this morning and did. Jack goes, Dad, can we play real life Super Smash? Please, can we play real life Super Smash? And I was like, buddy, I got a little head cold this morning. He's like, I'll inject some power into you. So he injected power into me, got me out of bed. We had to get in all of our snow gear, basically, and went outside and just fought for the Super Balls.
The power balls. Whatever they're called.
And whoever gets it explodes the other person, and we have to fall into the freezing cold grass.
Yeah, life is just so much more fun that way. So
it is more fun.
Yeah.
So 10 kids.
10. Yeah, I choose 10.
Okay. Yeah, I can jump on that too. I think 8, 10. Dude,
10. 10 is a lot. And for sure, I would be stressed to the max.
But no kids would suck.
But I, exactly. I'm thinking like, I know how much I love my kids now. To think like of never having that love, which you just don't know until you have a kid.
Yeah, so maybe if you never had the kids and you don't know.
Okay, good point. But I know now. And now I'm answering the question. Okay.
Would you rather serve another mission or join the military?
Dude, that's so funny. Like, what do you... Like, what do you like, risk your life, like go to war and die, or like go talk about Jesus? Honestly, that's it's kind of hard to answer.
That really is hard.
Here's the thing though, in one way, I would probably choose military because you can like at least live with your family still.
Yeah,
to go on another mission, if you don't know, you would have to leave for 2 years by yourself.
Yeah,
and so yeah.
Yeah,
just based off that, I'm going to
dude
war. I guess
a mission. You're battling people too, man.
Yeah,
you're knocking on doors and people just shutting them in your face. Like
that was hard. That was really hard. And to like be by yourself and to just like have to be with a companion that you don't know all the time. And you're like, I got a wife and kids at home.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. I think they did that like in the old days. They would like send married dudes. Right?
Yeah, they would. Honestly, though, I think, I would choose military for that purpose. But at some point in your life, before you get married, leaving and going and doing something that is totally out of your comfort zone is pretty cool. Even if you're doing like the sales, like the summer sales or whatever, just going and knocking on doors is the most uncomfortable thing on the planet.
Yeah.
I could do phones all day. You don't see them. You're never going to meet them. But like knocking on someone's door and seeing them and they're looking in their eyes and they just are like, dude, get the off my property.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts.
In another language.
In another language. Yeah.
You're like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of times when I like first was on my mission, people like would cuss me out in Spanish and I had no idea. And I was just like, what did you say? dude, what a crazy thing. Like learning another language and then trying to talk about Jesus to people that don't necessarily want to learn about Jesus in a language you don't know as a 19-year-old kid.
With most of the time, you're with someone that you've never met before.
Yeah.
In some cases, someone who doesn't speak English.
English. I never had that, but you did. That's you're communicating in broken Spanish to each other.
Yeah. It's I had a companion that I lived with for 4 months, 3 or 4 months. He was from Brazil. I'm from here. The only way me and him could communicate was through broken Spanish. The other two kids that lived in our house were from Ecuador.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Ozzy.
Ozzy! Hey, girl. Hey, we're doing a podcast. What are you doing?
Daddy, guess what?
What?
I'm back and now...
I'm so happy you're back.
And now Mommy said that we could pull out the toys.
Oh, yeah, go do it.
Yay. Frozen toys.
Yeah, go get your ice pick. I love you. See you later.
Just a little angel.
Just wanted to tell me that she's pulling out the toys. We did the thing where you like fill a bowl with water and put all the toys in it and then freeze it. And then it takes them like hours to get.
I've never heard of this thing.
We saw it on Gabby's Dollhouse. Do you watch Gabby's Dollhouse?
No. I watch Spider-Man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's your first problem. That you like freeze all the toys in there so they're like floating in the ice and then you like ice pick them out.
Wait, that's sick.
Yeah. So we put like Bluey and Bingo in there, put some race cars, put Princess Peach, I think, is in there.
Dude. Sweet. Yeah. That's fun.
So they'll be working on that for a couple hours.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
Here's the thing. The weather is cold. We are getting creative. I did simulation roller coaster the other day. We've done our fair share of buck and bronco rodeo in the living room. Now we're ice picking. If you have any other ideas.
Dude, you got me pretty fired up the other day. He came over to the house, to our house, and they walked in all of their snow clothes, Tanner and the girls. And we were like, did you guys walk here? It was the coldest day we've had all year. It was like 35 degrees and blistering wind. It was insane. Is blistering wind a word?
It sounds like fairy-tale-ish.
Because that means hot.
Blistering cold?
I don't think you can say that because blistering would be
heat. You know
heat.
What? Say it though.
All right.
Say
blistering it. Wind. It was really cold and they showed up to the house.
Like, dude, you blustering?
Blustful wind. Blusterful?
Bluster? Blister?
Blistered wind.
Anyways.
Shoot. And they showed up to the house and we were like, dude, have I already said this like 5 times?
No, you're about to say it though.
It's going to be crazy when you guys hear this. They said they walked to our house.
Right after we talked about how close it is.
It was still really cold.
20-minute walk.
Yeah. And he was just like, dude, I'm not staying inside this winter.
Nope.
No matter what, we were getting outside every day. And I was just like, dude, that's how it's done. That got me fired up because literally the thought of having to stay inside just kind of cripples me.
I know.
I'm like, oh, I hate it. I hate it. I'm not a homebody. A lot of people are down.
No, I get like, cooped so fast.
Our sister, we have a younger sister. We talked to her yesterday and she's like, I just like staying in our house.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like that. Honestly, that'd be nice living here. But
if you're not born that way, born that way and we're not born that way, I got to get out of the house. Last winter, we spent a lot of time inside.
Yeah.
We didn't have like a yard or anything, but it's like, dude, I get cooped so quick. Like, and it's hard to get your kids dressed and out the door.
Yeah.
And they don't always want to put on the warm stuff, but it was fun, dude.
Got to be a lot of igloos, snowmen.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we're just going to get up.
I want to go skiing. Hopefully.
Yeah. Sledding. We have a little hill in our yard now. So
dude,
we'll do some sledding.
That'll be fun.
Snowball fights. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'm just like, I'm prepping. I have high hopes.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Dude, how did we get here? Because weren't we answering about military and missions? I'm not sure how we got
here. Oh, because Ozzy came in and talked about the ice toys.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. Okay, sick.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's crazy that we got here from that. All right, would you rather have a boy or a girl for baby number 3? So we're all assuming that we're having baby number 3. Is that an assumption?
Rude.
Jeez.
Back the freak off, dude. Jeez, we're having a third baby probably.
Once 10.
Once 10, yeah. How dare you?
How dare you say I want another one right after saying you want to have 10.
I freaking love kids. They're so fun. It's the best thing in the world. For the third one, I mean, obviously curious what it's like to have a boy.
Yeah.
I'm a boy.
Yeah.
I want to know, you know, a little mini me.
Yeah.
But I will not be sad in the slightest if it's another girl.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to say like I don't care, because there is like the smallest bit of me that's like, dude, it'd be cool to have a boy. Mm. How could you not think that, to like have one of each? But yeah, I'm just stoked.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, for us.
Yeah, it's a little different for you.
Yeah, we got a boy and a girl, which the last one, I really, really wanted a girl. And we got our girl. That was awesome. A lot of that was like, with our friends in Hawaii, they all had girls. And Jack was the only boy. And I was just like, dude, I want a little girl. Like, that sounds amazing. And it's been awesome. Jack actually doesn't really have any boys around him, like, ever. I mean, his best friends are, you know, Ozzy and Stella, which is amazing. And nothing wrong with it being girls. Like, that's awesome. And he'll probably grow up with them being their best friends. But it would be cool to just have a little brother, I think, this time around, to just rough up. Because
It's hard when you just, like, you have a brother and you grew up with a brother and you're like, you want that for...
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So if I were to choose, I would say a boy, but same as you, like, I would be so stoked, not sad at all. If we had another girl, I'd be extremely excited. So baby number three, that's all right.
Wild.
We shall see.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and you want to find a unique gift that can give someone that's exactly what I wanted feeling.
They have so many unique gifts online. You have to just go to their website so that you can understand what I'm talking about. There's advent calendars. There's really cool books that are like interactive for the kids, and a lot of these things are personalized and handmade from small artists.
Yeah, and there's only high quality products on their website, but they're also very unique. Like Lo said, they're handmade, so they just have small batches of them. So you guys gotta get them before they sell out. They have holiday host and hostess gifts, cool things for kids.
They have different categories on there if you're shopping for him, for her, for your kids, for grandparents, and they categorize them so that you can look through these unique gifts for a specific person.
It makes it really easy to do your holiday shopping, but it makes it more personal, more unique for them. And every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, which is awesome. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/fairlyodd. That's uncommongoods.com/fairlyodd for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
We're going to say something wrong here for sure. Would you rather only be able to surf with your wife or your brother?
Should we just skip it?
We
know the real answer.
Let's skip it.
I don't know. That'd be so crazy. That's a tough one.
Dang it.
Did you see this question over here? So it says, would you rather experience a day as one of your kids or a day from when you were a kid?
Oh, dude, that's a good question.
You guys are great question askers.
Honestly,
except for the switch wives one.
Yeah, switch wives and surfing with.
Quit trying to get us in trouble.
Sheesh.
Dude, I think I would, right now, in my current headspace, I would like to experience one day as Ozzy and one day as Stella.
Yeah.
Because when I came back to myself, I would be like, oh, like, that's why you ask for that thing, or that's why you get upset about this thing, or that's why you or that's what you want from me.
Yeah,
like if I like could just like know what they were thinking, like, oh, I wish my dad would do this or whatever.
Yeah,
that would just be so helpful as a parent.
I think that would be the most helpful, 100% for me. That would be the most helpful to experience a day as one of my kids. You get to see what they're thinking. It would help you as a parent so much to be able to understand why they're mad, or even to just see like what little things make them really, really happy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I would prefer to do me as a kid.
You as a kid.
Again, just because I feel like I don't have a lot of memories of me as a kid. And I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's the cliff thing that happened. I think a lot of it is that I have a lot of phases in my life where I don't really remember anymore.
Yeah.
A whole lot. I have bits and pieces, which is funny because I'll remember the most random stuff.
You remember some random stuff.
But like people will always come up to me and do, remember when we did that? I'm like, no, I don't. Even from high school, like it's hard. But I think it would be fun to experience life as a little kid again and then just take that to my adulthood.
Kind of like reignite. Like
reignite the fire as a kid, like we're talking about.
That would be sick.
But the most helpful, and honestly, it would be just as cool to do the kids, to do our kids. But
It would be cool to be yourself as a kid and just like think how you thought before having so much life kind of cloud. Because like all experiencing life like helps you in so many ways, but it also can cloud the way or like change the way you see life.
Like, I know, I just want to keep talking about this. We could do a whole podcast on
kids.
On kids and how this has been one of our like, Tanner and I drove to St. George one time. And I remember we talked about it the whole time. Like, how awesome is it to learn from your kids?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
You learn way more from your kids than your kids will ever learn from you. But we live in a society where it's like, you're supposed to teach your kids. You're supposed to adult.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to run around being a kid all the time. But honestly, to just kind of strip yourself of thinking like a kid and just adult and take care of your kids is so stupid.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
And people are, dude, all the time people comment like, this guy's a man child or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would way rather be a man child than like.
It's more fun, man. Do whatever you want to do, but you got to try being a kid if you forgot how, because it's like, it's pretty fun, dude. Like, tell that guy to go pretend to be a dinosaur for one morning.
I know. Dude, just go be a dinosaur.
He'd probably watch us be like, those freaking idiots being dinosaurs. I would never stoop so low to be a dinosaur.
No, dude, I'm going to go trade.
there's people like that just think you're silly, which is okay.
Yeah.
And hey, props to you, dude. You're probably killing it, whatever you choose to do. But
totally. I just think I love talking about that. The idea of thinking more like a kid, or at least the idea of learning from your kids.
Yeah.
That, like, it's crazy what you can learn.
Yeah.
Or just be reminded of stuff that you knew once. And then you kind of, like you said, it gets clouded. You start lifing and everything just all of a sudden becomes so serious and so stressful, so heavy, whatever. But like, just be a kid again.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So.
Dude, this is a really good one. Okay. Yeah. Would you rather listen to Creed or listen to Creed?
Does it say Creed twice? Yeah. No, it doesn't. Where is it?
Because why would you ever not want to listen to Creed, dude? Can you take me higher? You can't get higher than listening to Creed. And that's, I'll die on that rock.
Should I put on some Creed right now?
Hold on. We have it in the background for the rest of the freaking.
Hold on.
Dude, I've been listening to a lot of Creed lately. It kind of started out like as a joke. And then, like, I searched Creed and put it on. And then I was like, am I joking? Dude, yeah. Dude, I'm jazzed when I'm listening to Creed.
Dude.
Up here. Everybody tells you can't listen to Creed and be a good guy. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. Yeah, look at these guys.
It's more than pretty awesome. Yeah, you seen that Super Bowl halftime where he's, like, flying through the air?
No.
Dude, we gotta pull. Yo, Jamie, pull that clip up. Thanks.
Who's Jamie?
Jamie, this is what Joe Rogan says.
Oh.
I always wanted to say that.
Dude, we met someone like that.
Yeah. Yo,
pull that up real quick.
Yeah, we'll put fact check.
Sick.
I don't really want to be fact checked, though.
I know, because we say a lot of stuff that's not true.
Yeah.
We're talking about being kids again.
Yeah, and kids say a lot of stuff that's not true. Yeah, Ozzy and Stella both all the time. They don't know a lot of stuff.
No.
Can barely do math. Like,
who needs math?
Not me.
Anyway, there was another question that along those lines of music.
Is it about Creed or not about Creed?
It's not about Creed, which I honestly want to, maybe we could just keep talking about Creed. This one involves Taylor Swift, and it's always fun to talk about Taylor Swift because you know people are going to either hate you or love you or whatever you say.
It's controversial.
Would you rather be Taylor Swift or The Rock? And I'm not even going to think twice about this. I'm The Rock.
You're The Rock.
Yeah.
You want to be strong.
I want to be strong.
Handsome.
The Rock.
Tattoos.
The Rock is a lot funnier than Taylor Swift.
I don't even really know much about like Taylor Swift as a person because like I feel like I just see like the theatrical stuff that she does and it's like very theatrical.
Yeah.
And then you feel, you kind of feel like you know The Rock a little, you know, like he could be a buddy.
Funny because he's just an actor.
The word theatrical.
The Rock, all we ever see.
I think he'd be like,
no, I
you know, cool.
Dude, when he does like his.
Taylor Swift would probably be cool too.
His WWE stuff, and he's just, he's really good on the microphone. He's funny. Yeah. Taylor Swift is amazing. I think
if she's Taylor incredible. Swift did WWE, I would probably be her, but she didn't.
She didn't do WWE.
So I just want to be able to say I did that.
Yeah, that sounds it. WWE, and to be that jacked, man.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
He's got to be shooting up so much stuff, though.
He has to be.
For sure. Like all the actors do. And I'm kind of thinking, why don't I? What am I? Am I not a professional athlete? I'm not going to get drug busted and like get kicked out of the NFL.
Yeah, seriously.
I could run marathons faster.
We could do WWE.
I'm going to order needles.
Yeah, so The Rock, I would say.
Yeah, let's be The Rock.
It'd be pretty cool to perform in front of that many people as Taylor Swift. That'd be cool. Yeah. But
I also like a lot of the roles exhausting. That The Rock's been in. And like,
yeah.
Dude, you could be in Fast and Furious.
And then also like Jumanji.
Jumanji, what's the Moana?
Moana.
Yeah, you would be Maui? Yeah. Taylor Swift, has she ever been in one movie?
No. She actually hasn't been in a movie, I don't think.
But she's killing
it. We're going to get so fact checked on that and be like, are you kidding me? She's in this. She's in this.
You think she's been in a movie?
I bet. Maybe.
Maybe. Also, she's a girl and I'm a guy.
I don't want to be a girl.
I really don't. Be a girl. I know I said I would give birth and not really breastfeed, but I would do it if you wanted me to. But it sounds pretty hard.
Yeah, I just don't want to. Honestly, props to you girls. It's just not fun. I don't.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just went to the last question. And
what's the last one? Oh, would you rather have a horizontal butt crack or a vertical mouth? Whoa, dude, I've never thought about that. That's deep.
That is deep. Like, what's the...
Oh, damn, dude. I'm like...
No, I would say... Honestly, I think of a vertical mouth would be pretty funny. It'd be kind of fish-like.
Okay. Does anybody have a vertical mouth? Not a human, but like a creature? Are there any vertical mouths that we can...
I mean, fish kind of have vertical mouths.
Me, dude, I am keeping my mouth the same.
Yeah, let's go butt
crack. And I'm having a horizontal butt crack.
No one sees that really anyway.
Not a lot of people see my butt.
And honestly, dude, if you could wear your pants a lot lower and not be all judged by your butt crack showing.
That's... True. You get more tan lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Answers my question.
Sweet. Okay, let's answer like two more.
All right. Would you rather get sprayed by a skunk or kicked by a kangaroo?
Kicked by a kangaroo.
Absolutely.
Oh, so sick. Dude, I honestly want to be kicked by a kangaroo.
I feel like it would enhance my life if I got blasted like maybe 16 or 17 feet across.
Dude, kangaroo desert. Jacked. You've seen that scene where he gets blasted?
Have I?
Yeah, it's one of the best movies of all time. But
it's just a cooler story, too. Like, okay, if you get sprayed by a skunk, you're kind of a loser.
I would. That'd be one of my most embarrassing stories. Yeah, I wouldn't tell people.
You're not like, it's not cool.
You'd be stinky boy. You'd be stinky boy.
It's like actually embarrassing. But if you're like, bro, I got kicked by a kangaroo. Like, first of all, I don't know anybody who has been. And so you'd be like one of few. And then it's just like, it would kind of feel like you had like a bond with kangaroos.
Well, dude, 1,000%. Honestly, kangaroos are some of the most like rad, mean looking creatures out there. Yeah. Dude, when they flex on you, they flex on you, and then all of a sudden you're just like staring eye to eye and you just get blasted, double kicked to the chest.
Do you know, I had a reoccurring dream where that's happened to me a lot. Maybe that's why I wanted
the purple kangaroo?
The purple one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that dream.
Very end of the dream, I get kangaroo kicked about 16, 17 feet. So maybe I've just been wanting that to happen.
Dude. Let's go to Australia.
Paint a kangaroo purple.
Paint a kangaroo purple. Play around with him for a minute. See? Play around with him.
Dude, how funny is it that like kangaroos in Australia are kind of like deer? Like they're just all over. And we're like, kangaroos.
Kangaroos, I know.
It's like deer. Them, like talking about deer. Like we're
That's funny.
They're cool, man.
Kangaroos cool. That'd be sick to be freaking kicked by a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Here's a cool one. Would you rather meet your great grandkids or your great great grandparents? Kind of another,
both, man.
That would be so cool.
I'm pretty sure our great-great-grandparents, was that the guy that like...
Dude, tell him.
Capped that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it might still be under wraps.
Is it under wraps?
Legend says, myth, lore, story says, from passed down from mouth to mouth, that there was like this guy that came and...
To the small town where our great-great-grandpa lived.
Yeah, and then like got one of his daughters pregnant who may or may not have like some special needs. Uh-huh. She dies giving birth to the baby, and the baby dies all because of this like musician that came into town.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure like our great.
Let's throw three more greats on there. So it's
far away. It's like cowboy Wild West times.
Yeah.
Freaking shot the guy.
Shot him.
Then they buried him outside of the cemetery, and everybody was just like on board. They're like, yeah, dude, don't
honestly,
outside,
back then.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, yeah, like
kind of a cool story.
Kind of cool,
I guess. But like killing people's not cool, but protecting your family, I guess. There's some aspect to that story that is cool.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
respect. Don't mess with the daughter.
Yeah, if you're living in that time period where that's just like that's just kind of what you did.
That's kind of what you do.
Let's leave it in that time period. Let's not bring it here.
Let's not. Let's not bring that story to now. Talking about now. We're not going to do that.
Doing that is a good idea.
Wild Wild West. You've seen the movies.
Movie. Think of it as a movie.
It was, I think, kind of acceptable.
And we don't even know if that story's true. So.
But it was. All right. Anyway, with that, it would be pretty cool to meet our great-great-grandparents. I think...
Oh, yeah. You just, like, hear crazy stories and see where you came from.
That is one of... I would say one of... If I had a regret in my life up to this point, because I live life, no regrets.
Yeah.
But there are obviously, every single person has some regrets. And one of my regrets is not learning more from my grandparents, even just my immediate grandparents, even my parents. And I obviously still have so much time to learn from my parents. But my grandparents are getting old. We lost our grandpa at the start of 2023. And that was kind of just like a big punch to the face. Like, you know, I really didn't know a ton. I knew the funny stories. I knew of some key moments that I had with him, but there is so much of his life that I could have learned more about. And that would be really cool. I think it, you know, there's so much that they can teach you and just honestly cool stories.
Like, yeah.
They lived life. They lived so long and have so much that they could tell you that, you know.
It's crazy to think, because it's easy to be like, they're my grandparents, they don't have like an immediate effect on my life. Like I'm just living who I am now, but like they have, you share DNA with them.
Yeah.
Like anybody you share DNA with is like,
it's pretty cool.
That's sick. Yeah. And you can like, they can understand you on a level that nobody else can because they have similar DNA to you. And like, I don't know. It's cool. Even that like totally different. Yeah. Like great, great grandparents. I'm sure, you know, like it'd be cool to talk to them at like the same age too.
Yeah.
Like a 30-year-old great, great grandpa.
That would be sweet.
Yo, what's up?
And it's, like, it's hard. Yeah. Cause a lot of the memories that you have are when they get older.
Yeah.
And you don't have the memories from when they were young, obviously.
Yeah.
That would be really, really cool. Yeah. But I, on the flip side, meeting great, great grandkids that we won't be able to meet would be so cool to see
to
what
see how far
you.
It's gone. Yeah. Cause that's like from you.
Oof. But man, it makes me just like really think about it. If you think about it this way, it's like you want those kids to come to you and ask about your stories and stuff. And then it makes me go like, they're wanting that from me too. I need to do that more.
Yeah.
And ask more questions and learn from them. Anyway.
There's a lot of talk like that in this one, huh?
Yeah, there is.
Dude, would you rather live in a world without the internet or a world without music? Easy.
Internet.
I say get rid of the internet.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so cool. It's so awesome. But like, if nobody had it,
that's awesome.
And it was just gone, man, I just...
a world without music would be so...
But no music is like...
Dead.
That I listen to music all day. It kind of drives Lauren crazy. Like... Yeah. It helps me get into a 24/7, like, and maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. But like, it helps me get in rhythm when I'm running. It helps. Like if I have to do the dishes, it just like makes the dishes enjoyable. If I'm cleaning the house, if I'm like just hanging out with friends, like music just enhances life all the time. And while the internet has enhanced life, it's also made life a lot more terrible.
And I would argue that a world without internet, everyone would be so happy. I don't
so
think
much happier. Were,
like to the oldest of old times, people were making music.
Yeah.
People were doing beats. A world without music would be sad.
Yeah.
A world without internet, dude. Honestly, the internet does some pretty incredible things. We live on the internet.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. But if no one had the internet, that would be incredible.
I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But if we went back and like lived without the internet, we'd probably be pissed.
But yeah, knowing, taking in one away now, I still think the internet, but yeah, it would be freaking hard to take that away now, having had it.
Yeah, yeah.
But music would be so sad.
I'd be down though, dude, just like... Let's get rid of it for like a week. If like everybody in the world is just like, hey, no internet this week. It's no internet week.
Dude, speaking of holidays.
Oh, holidays, yes.
What if there was a holiday where we celebrated no internet? Or no there was internet, like a week where we didn't have internet? How good is that?
I mean, Ozzy just got a little school paper. It says like no screen week. And so she just like has to do it for school.
What if it was like regulated too?
Wow.
I mean, we live in a time where like if your screen even opens up, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
you get in trouble. You get a ticket.
That's right.
Yeah. So that'd be pretty cool, honestly, if we just had like a no screen week.
It sounds like a horror movie kind of.
It kind of does.
Like, yeah, where they're like, we're going to take away
the purge. Yeah.
Let's not do that. It was a great idea. I think it did make or break for sure the podcast.
I think that
and a lot of people are going to.
Yeah, a lot of people will talk about that one.
Yeah, they're going to like take that one and run.
Cool. Last question. I like this one. Would you rather be poor and live in your dream destination or be rich but live in a tent? On a very small scale, are we living that?
You know what? I'm living dream destination.
In a tent?
In a tent. Okay. I love camping, actually. Yeah. So that's like an easy
kind of tent?
Answer. Any kind that keeps the rain out
okay.
would be great. Yeah. Preferably like could fit everybody.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough. I think some days I would choose.
Or sorry, not a tent. I'm poor and live in your dream destination. Rich, live in a tent.
You'd rather be?
I'd rather be poor.
Poor and live in your dream destination.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Or you're rich, but you live in the tent.
Wait.
Which is kind of hard because if you're rich, you should be able to buy a house.
Oh, okay. I was reading that wrong too.
Yeah.
I was reading it as like not live in your dream destination, but live in a nicer house or be in your dream destination and be in a tent.
Yeah.
That's not what it's saying.
Yeah. It's kind of like.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I would choose. I guess. Yeah. At that point, I don't want to live in a tent and be rich. I'd rather.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't really answer that.
Nah.
Whatever.
It was a great ending question.
Super good. Anyway.
Thanks for joining us.
That's a wrap for today. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's good.
It is fun because a lot of times podcasts are sick because we just like laugh.
And get a chat. Yeah. Yeah, I
know. Stuff. Like normally
we just get a hangout for an hour.
Just sit on the couch and just ask each other all these questions.
No, I know. I wish we did more.
We should.
We have some friends really that are fun. Really good at asking questions. And that's like the past couple of years, I've been trying to get a lot better.
When we go to Hawaii, it's like every night that we hang out with our friends there.
Yeah.
Like they have something like this or a game,
it's
a
great.
Would you rather game.
Yeah.
Or
and you just like learn about each other and just like connect. But yeah, we didn't really, why didn't we grow up like asking a lot of questions?
We didn't grow up playing games.
Yeah. Like
I think the games kind of filter helps. Into that. Yeah. Like if you play games, that kind of leads to the questions kind of games and stuff. And we didn't grow up playing really any games.
Yeah.
Video games.
No talking.
No talking. Yeah. No, it's funny. We both, is Lauren's family a game family?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, we're not really a game family, but Sarah's family is a huge game family.
Yeah.
So I married into that and they definitely understand that I'm not really a big game person, but there are a few that I actually would drop anything and play.
Yeah.
Catan? Yeah,
game
I'll play
is
that
fun.
Any day.
You know, I played Catan once and I won one time.
Serious?
Yeah.
Settlers of Catan?
I'm 1-for-1, 100%.
That's awesome. Leave it. Don't play
again. Yeah, no, I'm never
playing
again.
There's been a few times where that game has almost ruined friendships for us.
That's what people say, not me.
Sorry, Bryant.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys. Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys had a falling out.
Dude, me and Bryant were going to like... Dude, we were so mad at each other when he was beating me every time in Catan.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, though, this was fun. I love doing this kind of stuff. We'll probably be back here in a couple of months, so just bear with the girls as long as you can until we're back.
Sorry.
We're actually sorry. One day we'll have our own.
Yeah. Maybe. Absolutely.
But until then, see you later. Thanks you for later. Watching The Fairly Odd Brothers.
We're out.
We out.
Let's go. Nice. Let's go play dinosaurs.
Let's go play dinos. Woohoo!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.